Very interesting findings by the Competition Commission talking about unjustified price increases of essential foods. And this is a concern for the Commission. It's found that South African consumers have been subjected to unjustified price increases of sunflower oil and also white and brown bread. And you think to ourselves, okay, this is the inflation rates going up and going up. But is there something else sort of involved in this? On the line is the head of communication at the Competition Commission, Sipho Ngwema. Hi, Sipho. Good afternoon. Good to have you back on 702.
Hey, good to be back once again, and thanks for having us on your radio.
Take us through, Sipho, exactly what you have found, because it's very worrying if I'm talking about your staples.
Let me start by saying this. We have been monitoring these prices since the advent of COVID. Remember, we had to deal with a lot of price gouging and excessive pricing exercises that came with COVID, with retailers and everybody else taking advantage of consumers. And we became concerned about essential foods, given the fact that they affect the poor particularly. And there were certain items that we had to look at and a number of complaints that we received. And this time around, we kept on also zooming into those, and particularly bread, as you know that, of course, most of households would depend on bread, and that there's been a disconnect between the prices of producers and the prices that you pay at the till, so the retail prices. And we have seen that some of the prices that we pay, there seems to be no justification why we are paying those prices. With regards to bread at production level, both brown and white, went up respectively by 14% and 15%. However, when we then pay at the till, we paid 19% and 20%. And that there is that disconnect, which in terms of a study, we could not really understand. And we had the same with maize. Those prices were in terms of the production cost and everything else, but the prices that the consumers are paying seems to be disproportionate to that. I must also emphasize the fact that we are starting a market inquiry on Friday, which is going to dive deeper into these issues, because we want to follow some of these products from being a seed at input level up to the point where they interact with us as consumers, and to understand exactly what influence those price differences.
It's so interesting, because I thought that bread was a fixed price. I know that in the past you've had that. It's not collusion. It's just that you fix the price so that your staples don't go up or don't go down. So what's been going on then?
Look, there is price of bread that is determined by the government, and that's different. But also there are a number of other products in that range, which then when we look at the input costs, when we look at everything that would have happened at the production level, it seems as though, as I said, that there is no proper justification why those prices at that particular level should be what they are. I must also emphasize that the Commission has instituted an investigation targeted at specific retailers, particularly the big ones, where we have been receiving excessive price complaints, and we have instituted excessive pricing investigation with regards to a number of these products that we are concerned about, pasta, rice, bread, and all those. But there, it's not a general overview. It's not a general study.
Yeah.
It's an investigation that is aimed at prosecution if we found credible evidence that indeed there has been excessive pricing with regards to these essential fruits.
So what happens now? Are you going to be talking to those certain retailers to say to them, we have found a bit of a problem with your prices? Are they looking at this matter, perhaps going to the Competition Tribunal and perhaps looking at some fines?
This is a general study. As I said, it monitors the price movements. One of the things that we didn't speak about is is poultry, given the fact that a large number of our households, given our social conditions, they depend on chicken, and chicken prices have gone up. And what we have found interesting there, before I answer your question, is that even though there were import tariffs that were imposed, our guys, instead of trading at the relative low prices that they were trading in at the time we had those imported chickens. As soon as those tariffs were imposed, our own guys increased their prices, meaning that there was no benefit that was passed on to the consumer, even with the absence of a certain number of imported chicken. Now, coming to your question, as I said to you earlier, we are doing a general inquiry into the sector, focusing on specific fruits and vegetables. That is going to lead to findings and recommendations. There, we're able to impose or to make sure that relevant stakeholders in terms of policy making, they're able to change policy if we think that there should be policy intervention. And secondly, we are also doing specific investigations targeted at processors and retailers, as I said, and that is going to lead to prosecution if we find that there has been a breach of the Competition Act. So the two processes, the first one in terms of fresh produce inquiry, there we are looking for information that is going to lead us to findings and recommendations, and those we take to the minister, we take to the various role players and to impose on them to make certain changes if changes are required. With the specific investigation aimed at certain retailers and processors, if they are culprits with regard to the competition law, then we are going to prosecute them.
This is so very important. Sipho Ngwema, thank you so much for coming on to 702, head of communication at the Competition Commission. And yes, there has, like Sipho was saying, we've been reporting in Eyewitness News on what's happening with the fruit and veg markets and the fact that there may have been price fixing there as well. So we'll continue to keenly look at the story to make sure that you don't pay more.